Football Friday.
Block, gonna roll, and throw. Cut. Lindsay finds running room. 20, 10, 5, touchdown Denver Broncos. McBride holds it into the end zone.
What a play by the Colorado State defense.
The bronze boot coming back to Fort Collins.
Here's Brady Hall.
It is Football Friday. We can't keep Football Friday to just 1 hour anymore. We're going 2 full hours of nonstop football talk. I got your CSU Rams, Denver Broncos. Yes, CU Buffs starting their play this weekend against UCLA. It's a jam-packed show. Colfax, how about those Rams that get the boot back? It's finally back in Fort Collins. Oh, Susan and Cheryl are very excited. That's fantastic. That's about as loud as the crowd was last night at Canvas Stadium because, Colfax, as you know, there was no crowd. My favorite part of the game was you'd hear the crowd, the piped-in crowd noise, and it'd be like this. I'd just stop in the middle of, stop abruptly as soon as Wyoming would go to the line of scrimmage. It was hilarious. I was cracking up back there.
I'm sure, but I swear I saw some lone person sitting in the stands. Was that you?
I wish it was me. I wanted to be that guy. It's like, look at that little reporter running around looking confused and lost. But fortunately, they kept me locked away. And I saw that guy too. I think he was a cameraman for CSU or something. So I was so jealous of him, watching him. I was staring at him, just squinting. I'm like, that's so lucky. But more importantly, the Rams found a way to get it done. I got Rams fans calling me out today. I predicted Rams losing this game 31-14. I am glad to be wrong. I'm a Rams fan. Remember this. But I do this show. I can't be a homer. I got to call it like I see it. And I saw Wyoming beating Colorado State. And that was not the case. Where do you want to start? So many great moments in this game, Colfax. And we just got this in moments ago. We're going to have CSU head coach Steve Addazio on the program. At 12:30, I'm going to have, Cody Rourke will be on with us from Pro Football Network in the second hour, trying to get Brian Howell confirmed from Buff Zone. It is going to be a jam-packed Football Friday. And, you know, a lot of shows say they're a Football Friday, but it's Broncos Friday. That's what it is. We're covering it all here. That's what the whole show is all about. All right, First Advantage text line, 31996, 31996. Noob texting in, hey, cowgirls, your buffet is open in Fort Collins. Go Rams. All right, yeah, that's pretty good. I'm happy to say I called this one. I was way off. And let me go through this, Colfax. My keys to the game in order for CSU to pull this win out, first off, I needed to see this defense be better against the third and long. Not only were they better against that, because they gave up 5 third and longs against Fresno State last week. Not only were they great against that, they were great the entire game. Yes, Wyoming put a lot of yards out there. Levi Williams had 321 yards. Xavion Valade is a monster. He's going to be playing in the NFL. He had 147 yards, but 28 carries. Wyoming is going to live and die by Valade. And CSU said, you know what? We're not allowing it. For the most part, they contained him to the point where, okay, you're going to get yours, but we're not going to let anybody else do anything else. Because, again, Aiden Eberhardt, the Loveland guy, 7 receptions for 132 yards. And a lot of that came late because the play action was starting to open things up. But the bottom line is CSU stalled out a lot of those drives. Wyoming's moving down the field, and Colorado State came up big, you know, as Wyoming got closer to the red zone. Turnovers galore. I mean, this was a huge, huge situation. And I got to tell you, I'm asking everybody who gets your game ball. For me, I'm going the cornerback that transferred from the University of Northern Colorado to Colorado State. Marshawn Cameron gets this whole thing started with a pick six.
The Rams back on. They'll rush 3. Time for Williams. He's hit as he throws. Intercepted here by Colorado State. And the return down the sideline to the house. Touchdown, Marshawn Cameron with a pick six.
So I think this is interesting for many reasons. Marshawn was talking about Chuck Heater's defense, saying, hey, we play a lot of man now. We're getting used to that. We weren't really there last week. We were just kind of missing things by a few steps. And a few steps in the game of college football can mean, you know, bad things defensively. So Cameron admitted on that defensive play look that he missed an opportunity last week on that exact same defensive play call. This time he didn't miss it. He gets the pick six. The very next possession, Wyoming's trying to make something happen. Marshawn Cameron comes in again, forces a fumble. Rams recover, and then Patrick O'Brien finds the man, the myth, the legend, Trey McBride.
Hit on Williams that led to the interception to Cameron. That time Cameron had the hit. Jones gets the fumble return, and Colorado State turns it into another six. O'Brien to McBride, and like that, it's a two-touchdown lead for the Rams.
I think that Trey McBride is not really a person. I think that he's like half werewolf, maybe Hulk, you know, something like that. That was wide open, that one was. But his second touchdown of the night, he catches it about 10, 15 yards shy of the end zone. And a little tiny, little baby cornerback jumps on him. And Trey McBride just drags him into the end zone. He told the postgame, I was listening to the show on the way home. He told the postgame show, he said, hey, listen, I'm not getting tackled by a cornerback, all right? I'm Trey freaking McBride. He didn't say that, but I would have said that. If I was Trey McBride, I would be saying things like that. Such a cool night for Trey McBride, for both of the McBride brothers, honestly. Toby McBride, I love that story. Because Toby was going to take the injury redshirt, right, this year, not play this year. Trey McBride entered the transfer portal. You know, he goes into the transfer portal. Steve Addazio drives out to the McBride's house, sits down with both brothers, and says, hey, we're going to build something here. And we got to do that with you guys. And we're going to build something by winning rivalry games. And what better rivalry game to win than against your bitter, bitter rival, the Wyoming Cowboys? Cowboys have taken the last four of these. Last one was Mike Bobo's very first year. And that's, you know, they win that. And that, I think Bobo went 2-1 in rivalry games, and that was it. Never won a rivalry game again. So that leads me, Colfax, to our poll question of the day. Our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. Based on last night, what's your confidence level in Steve Addazio? Because I would wager that after that Fresno State game, after all the investigations that have been going on, I can't imagine collectively the Hooligans are voting and saying that he's a 10, he's a 9, he's an 8. Scale of 1 to 10, 10 being that you're so confident in Steve Addazio, Colfax, that you do the faint exercise. You know he's behind you, you'd close your eyes, you'd fall back, and he'd catch you. That's a 10. That's when you know you can trust somebody. Let's see what the Hooligans are saying on this one. 1 means that you don't want him anywhere near you ever, and you don't have any confidence that this guy could lead this program. Clearly, there's no ones and twos at this point. Yeah, you just beat Wyoming, and you're doing good. So collectively, it looks like we're agreeing that 7. CSU Rams are saying that 7. That's the percentage. Again, go vote at thewholeshow.com. 7. After one game. Now, here, I'm not going to take any of the enjoyment away today. This Football Friday is very much about how great that win was for Colorado State. But Mike Bobo also beat Wyoming his very first time. His first year, the Rams go 7-6. He beat Wyoming. He beat Air Force. So, all I'm saying is, enjoy it. Love it. Enjoy what you had in Addazio, because if you don't get pumped up listening to this guy, something's wrong. You need to check your pulse. But you have a little caution. Bobo did it. And Bobo started. Nobody thought Bobo was going to win 7 games, but they did. Joe Parker last night, athletic director Joe Parker, was in the locker room, gave the game ball to Steve Addazio, and he said to the team, we now have a coach that knows how to coach you up and win rivalry games. One can only assume that you didn't have that coach before. Then why did you give him the extension? Okay, we don't have to go there. Lesson learned, Joe. How do you feel? You love this guy? I mean, he's going to be on the show at 12:30, Hulligans, and listen to the words that come out of his face. He's going to make you want to run through a brick wall. He does. He makes you want to do push-ups. He makes you want to be better. Don't you think that that's what's going on with this group? Fresno State, okay. I asked this question yesterday. Could this Fresno State game just be a matter of, okay, it's the first game, it's COVID, they got rocked with no New Mexico game, Fresno State had a game under their belt, the Rams kind of looked lost. Could it be that? I asked the question, I didn't really think so. I thought maybe the Rams, just this might not be the year for them. But that team that I saw, Patrick O'Brien's playing lights out. They make the decision to go with Patty O, which was a brilliant move. I mean, it was fascinating, man. It was a great time. So I think overall, this Rams team giving you some reason to be excited. You beat your bitter rival. And, I mean, that's your highlight so far. In a long time. This is one of the biggest wins for the Rams in a very, very long time. So go vote on our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. It's available at thewholeshow.com. What's your confidence level in CSU head coach Steve Addazio after the Rams beat Wyoming last night? Scale from 1 to 10, 10 being you're extremely confident. 16 minutes after the hour. Got a lot to get to today. Short time to do it. It is Football Friday. I want to talk more Colorado State, more Wyoming recap. I want to talk about Steve Addazio, get some comments from Patrick O'Brien. Dante Wright was absolutely huge. Trey McBride is a monster. Marshawn Cameron, this defense. Chuck Heater, this defensive coordinator. I'm excited. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. This is Football Friday.
You're listening to The Hall Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. Dan Patrick, The Hall Show, and Colin Cowherd are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Hall Show on 1310 KFKA.
Shout out to On the Rocks Liquor bringing us our game beer of the week. And I tell you what, it's been a weird 2020. It's been a weird election. It's still going on, apparently. If you're a Rams fan, and maybe even if you're kind of not a huge Rams fan, this was a nice win for the state of Colorado, I think. CSU beating Wyoming 34-24. Might be worthy of a celebration. On the Rocks Liquor game beer of the week. This one's from Breckenridge Brewing. It is a Palisade Peach Wheat. Pick up selections from Breckenridge or any of your favorite adult beverages and use the drive-thru. It's open until midnight every night. And get this, Colfax, I know you're asking. Molly Brown Spirits from Denver. They're the only liquor store I know around that's carrying it. The bourbon whiskey and rye whiskey available at On the Rocks Liquor. Only in the area at On the Rocks Liquor. First Advantage text line 31996. 31996. What's your confidence level? How confident are you in Steve Addazio now? He's 1-1, but you beat Wyoming. Noob says he's a 14 this week. Ask again next week. See, that means he's not a 14. If I have to ask you next week, if your confidence level is that he's a 14, it's not changing for a while. Like, you believe it's not changing. Pillow Fight Dan says, my confidence level is a 10. Reminds me of the feeling I have right before I start a diet. Oh, the possibilities, excitement, enthusiasm. Talk to me in 3 months, though. See, 3 months is a little bit better. If you're confident in Addazio, you're confident in him next week, too. I like hearing from him. Here, how about Patrick O'Brien? This was a great game for him. That was one of my keys to the game. Start the right quarterback. And I like Todd Senteo. It's not a knock against the young man. But O'Brien is a decent enough quarterback. And last night, he looked better than decent. And he's the world's nicest guy in the world. Here's Patrick O'Brien talking about what this win specifically meant to him.
For sure. I mean, you know, I think it's always been about the team. But, you know, they made a decision and, you know, I had to accept it. But, you know, I had my opportunity. It's my senior year. You know, played against Wyoming last year, lost this year. It's even a bigger game. So, you know, I'm pretty proud of myself, but I'm really proud of my team. You know, I think guys really rallied around me in practice, and, you know, we went out there and we got the job done.
You know, I was reminded of something listening to Patrick O'Brien talk. You know, last year there was a quarterback battle. I wouldn't call it a controversy like this one, but it was a battle between Colin Hill and Patrick O'Brien. We knew Colin Hill was going to win it, but Colin was so complimentary of Patrick. Patrick was so complimentary of Colin. When Colin goes down and Patrick earns the job, Patrick is almost, he's almost depressed. He just got the starting job, but he feels so bad for his teammate and Colin Hill that it's too bittersweet. It was too tough of a pill to swallow. Well, he goes on to talk about Todd Senteo, and he calls him Toddy. And he's like, yeah, dude, I like the guy. I feel bad for him, obviously. But, you know, I stuck with him. And who knows? They may need him at some point in time. So I really appreciated that from O'Brien. He was also asked if he felt like he had something to prove in this game.
For sure. I mean, every time I go out there, I have something to prove. But, you know, definitely. I think... you know, it's kind of that internal pressure within yourself, you know, prove the guys that kind of doubted you wrong. So that was definitely a motivating factor for me. But also, you know, I think it's just having my teammates around me and also the big, how big this game was. So I think there was just a lot of things motivating me. And, you know, I think I'm really happy it worked out and we played really well.
Yeah. Congrats to Patrick O'Brien. And he looked good, man. He was stepping up in that pocket. That first touchdown pass that he had to Trey McBride, he could feel the pocket collapsing around him, especially on that right side. So he steps up, avoids the sack just a little bit by about an inch, and finds McBride deep. And listen, there's a lot of time receivers get open. It's just a matter of if that quarterback can stay alive in the pocket, can get himself in a position to find that guy. Well, he absolutely did. Dixon texting in here, First Advantage text line 31996. Brady, yesterday when you let us know the spread dropped from 10 to 3.5, it took a lot not to throw down some scratch on Wyoming. Glad I avoided the temptation. Somebody knew something. Yeah, I said that, right? I said somebody had to know something in this game. However, I was still confident enough, or lack thereof as far as confidence, in Colorado State. So here we are. The Rams found a way to get it done. So many great stories in this one. The rushing attack, you know, they didn't tear it up necessarily on the ground, but they did enough to keep drives going. Marcus McElroy, only 16 carries for 20 yards, but some of those yards, I mean, those were hard-earned getting first downs. You know, and Ajon Vivens, I mean, 14 carries for 62 yards. Just it was a complete team effort. That's why it was so hard to give out a game ball. Dante Wright, 10 receptions for 146 yards. Key third down conversion late in that game. You know, Trey McBride, guy's going to be in the NFL. I mean, the only question is he going to be a first rounder? Is he going to be a second rounder? Because he's that good. 5 receptions, 90 yards, 2 touchdowns, and he can block. That's a picture-perfect tight end right there. 26 minutes after the hour, Colfax, we're going to bust out of here a little bit earlier so we can catch up with CSU Rams head coach Steve Addazio. First, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
31 minutes after the hour, welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. I'm live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios, and I don't know, I think they're still partying over there in Fort Collins. It was pretty crazy last night leaving the stadium, hearing all the honking horns around Fort Collins. It was a pretty cool experience. You know, it's a strange year for sure, but that was pretty special, listening to the honking going around. Joining us now on our First Advantage Hotline, head coach of the Colorado State Rams, Steve Addazio. Coach, first off, congratulations on an absolutely huge win over Wyoming last night.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, Brady, appreciate it. It was a great night here, and certainly having a chance to get the boot back and to celebrate that win with our program was fantastic.
What does that mean to you, Coach, personally? I mean, as you know, you've looked at the history of this series, of this rivalry, and Rams fans have been, you know, in the blues for several years now against this Cowboys team. This is the rivalry. This is that game. You ask most Rams fans, this is the one they want to win. What does that mean to you personally, Coach?
Well, I mean, it just fires me up. You know, I love the rivalry games in college football, and this is one of the greatest ones out there. And the passion that our fan base, our players, our program has, and the passion that the team up north Wyoming has. I mean, they, you know, this will obviously further ignite a great rivalry anytime, you know, there's, it's been lopsided. And this will obviously restoke that, which is great for college football. And they have a heck of a program, and we were fortunate enough to play as a team in all three phases and play real physical style of football and get that boot back here, which was really very, very important to our program.
Yeah, I was listening to your post-game, Coach, about all three phases. I mean, it doesn't get much more proven than that in all three phases. Defense was rocking, offense, special teams. I mean, a 47-yard field goal late to really put this one out of reach. Punting was sensational. But let's look at that defensive side of the ball. It all starts early. Marshawn Cameron with that pick six and then a forced fumble. This defense was flying all over the place, Coach. I've talked to several Rams fans. They don't remember the last time they've seen such an aggressive display of defense from this team.
Yeah, I mean, I really thought that, especially up front, I thought we played to our strength. The strength of our defense is the front, and I thought they dominated. To me, it all starts up front, both sides of the ball. I thought our offensive line played well. I thought our defensive line played exceptionally well. And when you can win up front like that, it gives you great opportunity.
Yeah, I was listening to Marshawn Cameron mention, and correct me if I'm wrong, Coach, but he said last week, you know, similar look on defense, he might have missed an opportunity or two against Fresno State. That wasn't the case on that pick six against the Cowboys.
No, we had to win the turnover battle. That was one thing we talked about a week ago, and we were able to do that this week, which was critically important. You know, we had six sacks. We won the turnover battle, and those are all – you know, really, really important. And, you know, I think we also talk here about something called the daily double. And you got to win the daily double. And the daily double is, you know, winning the turnover battle and winning the explosives battle. And so on offense, you're trying to create explosives. On defense, you're trying to stop them. And obviously the same be true with turnovers, which is, they say if you win the daily double, you know, you got a 90% chance to win the game. I like those odds.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Joining us now, CSU head coach Steve Adazio. You talk about explosive, getting Dante right back in the mix. 10 receptions for 146 yards, a key third down reception. I mean, it's night and day. You know, you got a lot of great offensive players on this roster, Coach, but getting Dante right in there just adds another element.
Yeah, I mean, he sure does. And, you know, we were losing Warren Jackson early because we weren't playing and he went to the NFL. He was one of the dominant players in the league. And then we lost Cam Butler, who's an explosive tight end in early training camp for the season. So then with the contact tracing on Ty and on Dante, you know, we really were very, very limited in numbers out on the perimeter. So it was great to get him back.
Yeah, no question. A guy you had last week, too, and just continues to put up big numbers. He'll be in the NFL someday. It's just a question of which round. Trey McBride, 5 receptions, 90 yards, 2 touchdowns. He blocks like an absolute monster. My favorite touchdown, though, he's dragging a defensive back into the end zone. I love that mindset that he carries every single game.
Yeah, he's a tough guy. He's a competitor. He loves football. And he's just got tremendous ball skills. And like you said, I agree with you. That play where he kind of just carried the guy into the end zone was a statement play.
Yeah, no question about it. Coach, obviously some quarterback decisions over the last couple of weeks. You go with Patrick O'Brien. O'Brien had a sensational game, 255 yards, 2 touchdowns. You see this offensive line creating a lot of opportunities, too. What can you say about the quarterback play last night?
I thought Pat did a great job. You know, I thought, He the week before, I thought Toddy did a great job. Pat came in at the end and did a great job. And then, you know, Pat started this game and did a phenomenal job. So, you know, he threw the ball well. He led the team well. So I think we have two guys that are pretty talented, kind of different styles, but both are very talented guys, and both are unselfish guys. So, yeah, I was really proud of Pat and how he played last night, and thought he just did a great job.
Yeah, they're both very supportive of each other. And Coach, are you still kind of in that mindset of, hey, we look at every single matchup, and that depends on what we're looking at as far as that quarterback position?
Well, you know, it certainly was week one. We were, you know, but I think, you know, moving forward here, I think as we get to really learn our team, and then, you know, I say this every week, people, this is this new normal routine right now where you just don't know on a given week where you're going to be in terms of who's available and who's not. I mean, you can get wiped out with a bunch of players in a blink just by contact tracing. So I just think, you know, you keep an open mind on how each week's going to go. But, you know, I certainly thought that Pat did a fantastic job. But I think there's also a role in there as well for Toddy and his and what he brings to the table. So just have to keep evaluating as we move forward. But I thought we had a good rhythm going last night.
And talking to us on our First Advantage Hotline, CSU head coach Steve Addazio. And, Coach, we appreciate you doing this on short notice. That win, that celebration, of course, sweet. It was awesome for so many reasons, but unfortunately no fans in the stands. What was the emotions like for you guys, for your team, after everything that's been going on? This has been such a crazy year for everybody. Football has been absolutely upside down. You guys have all been adjusting to different schedules. What was it like not only to get that win, the first win this season, but to lift that boot up?
I mean, it was the sensational feeling last night. I can just tell you that our locker room celebration was phenomenal. Toby McBride did a great job Wednesday night talking about the rivalry and what it's meant. He's been here the longest of anybody on our team. And, you know, it just had a little video from 5 years ago, and it just really brought a lot to it. And then the emotion on the field, the our team celebrating getting that boot back after 5 years. And I received a text today from our chancellor and just talked about how that boot had gone through the jungles in Vietnam. And just, I mean, it hit me today when I read that. It's an amazing, you know, history and symbolism of what that meant. And, you know, I'm a historian kind of guy too. So just talking to you about it right now kind of brings chills to me. So our kids recognize how important and what the boot represents. And you know, so it was a real emotional night. It was a great celebration night. I think our team took a big step forward from a week ago, which, you know, we felt we probably would do. And now, you know, as great as it is, and it's phenomenal, we got to get ready to – we're in here this morning, obviously, getting ready for Boise. And, you know, the season, as you know, doesn't stand still for anybody. We probably play the best schedule of anybody in the league in terms of most competitive schedule. And we go right from Wyoming, which is a phenomenal team, to Boise, and it just keeps rolling forward.
Coach, one more for you, just on the McBride side of it. How what's your relationship like with both of those guys, Toby McBride, Trey McBride? There was so much uncertainty about both of those guys this season, one with injury, one with transfer portal opportunities perhaps. You talk to these guys, they both come back ready to go, and here you go, you beat Wyoming. What's that relationship like between you and those young men?
Well, I mean, truthfully, it's, you know, I have a great relationship with both of them. I love them. I mean, I just love them. They're just tremendous people. They're family. They're just really great people. And these are two wonderful young men. I mean, you talk about represent this university in a first-class fashion. You talk about competitive guys, team guys, loyal guys. I mean, I just really so much fun to be around and just tremendous people, and will be long ambassadors for this university for a long time to come.
Yeah, no question about it. Coach, we'll let you go on that one. Good luck next week against Boise. I know you guys got to get right back to work. We appreciate you doing this with us today.
No problem, Brady. Thanks for having me on. Go
right.
Rams.
We'll catch up with you soon. That's CSU head coach Steve Addazio. Great win, great victory there by Colorado State, finding a way to beat Wyoming. And I'll admit, the Rams are up 14-0 in this game. And there's still a part of me that's thinking, I don't know. I don't trust it yet. I've seen this Rams team bounce out. I've seen this offense drive down the field and do it. I'm waiting for something to change. And, of course, Wyoming makes it interesting. You know, they get within a touchdown once, and they scored 14 in the second. But it felt like CSU continued to answer the bell. Every time Wyoming threatened, they'd get a couple of key first downs, or they'd get a big stop or two, forcing some punts. It just seemed like Colorado State was one step ahead the entire night. Now you got the big challenge coming up. Coach said it. You know, you got to look forward to Boise State. Right now, they're the top, what? I think they're sitting at 21, 21st best team in the nation, ranked 21st, and they got BYU, who's close to top five, I believe, this weekend. So we'll learn a lot about Boise State. That is a challenge. I mean, I don't expect I don't expect anything there, Colfax, but I kind of feel like an idiot going against this team after what I witnessed last night, because I had Jesse Kurtz on the program of the Mountain West Conference Network yesterday, and I asked him, I said, okay, Nevada, are they legit? Are they going to be good? We all kind of thought so, and he said, absolutely, they're going to be good. All right, well, Wyoming damn near pulled that upset and that come from behind win off against Nevada. And I said, is Wyoming going to be good? And he said, hey, Wyoming looks to be a damn good football team too. So I'm looking at that thinking, Wyoming's a challenge for Colorado State. You know, things are going to have to go perfectly if they want to beat them. Well, they did. But that's because you caused that. This defense was flying all over the place. Guys were stepping up in a big way. And, hey, you got to be happy if you're a Rams fan today. First Advantage text line, 31996, 31996. Sounds a little tired, doesn't he? I mean, it was a late game. I mean, I didn't get out of there. I left the stadium at 11. That was 11. And I don't think they got to post-game stuff until 30 to 40 minutes after that. And then, of course, you're not going to bed for a while. So we do appreciate Coach catching up with us there. Heck of a win overall. And, you know, I talked to him about Dante Wright. Having Dante back is absolutely huge. I don't know. I think, you know, one of the challenges in this one was, okay, you know Wyoming is going to get their stud going. Xavien Valade, 28 carries, 147 yards, and a touchdown. He got his. I said that in the key yesterday, Colfax. My first key of the game, I believe, was you're not going to shut him down. I can't tell you how many times I saw Valade run in a heap of defensive players for Colorado State and somehow pop out of it. He has a nasty stiff arm. His spin is ruthless. He doesn't go down on the first tackle. I mean, you guarantee it, he's not going down. He's 193 pounds. He runs like he's 225. So I knew he was going to get his. He was averaging 125 yards per game coming into this. We got 147 and a touchdown. I mean, he had two monster runs. I mean, he had a 38-yarder and I think a 25-yarder. So that adds to it. But they didn't let that destroy them. Valade ran beautifully, but it was kind of a case of few and far between. Again, he carried it 28 times. He'd carry it three or four times, and the Rams would kind of keep him down. And then maybe the next possession, Valade hits a 25-yard run, but CSU makes the stop. So he was getting his chunks, but they weren't letting him do it just, you know, time and time again. And again, he touched the ball more than anybody else on that football field. They were really trying to get him going. He was targeted six times in the passing game. He had two receptions. So Wyoming's going to throw that out there. We're going to our workhorse, try and stop us. CSU did just that. 45 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll continue on. We got Broncos-Falcons talk to get to as well. Can't wait for that game. See if Denver can keep this going, this ultra test that we're throwing at Drew Locke. And we'll see if it can continue throughout the course of the weekend. Mojer Funeral and Cremation Service, services as unique as life. They have a simple motto: live well, plan ahead. Give Scott Robin or a member of their great staff a call today. Talk to them about pre-planning. It's an awesome gift. 970-330-6824. All right, when we come back, a lot more Border War post-game thoughts. Steve Adazio will get his, you know, react to some of his comments as well. Broncos Atlanta. We still got Cody Rourke coming up. Ryan Howell of Buff Zone. CU's playing host to UCLA this weekend. See if they can get their first win. Carl Durrell's first game. We'll be right back.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Football Friday continues, and we finally is starting to feel like we got stuff going on now, Colfax. I mean, last night we had the Border War. Rams get the big win. Tomorrow we're going to have CU and UCLA. And then on Sunday, of course, we'll get to all things Denver Broncos, Atlanta Falcons. Now, there's COVID cases galore. Shelby Harris, I got this news earlier, Colfax. Bad news for Denver. but they continue to roll through the COVID-19 punches here. Shelby Harris does not look like a go at this point. They place defensive lineman Shelby Harris on the COVID reserve list per report. Now, he had allegedly said he told the team that he came in contact with somebody that may or may not have had it outside of the organization. So he came and told the Broncos about this, and I don't know if he tested positive. I still don't know that information. But, I mean, hell, look at Dante Wright for CSU. He didn't test positive for it, to my knowledge. He just was contact traced. Is that it? Contact traced. That he may have come in contact with somebody with it, didn't have it necessarily. I got to tell you, I'm very confused by all of this, Colfax. Now it's not even... Remember when this whole thing started, it was like... It was... okay, just don't get too close to people. Now it's like if you know somebody and you were around somebody that may or may not have had it, now you got to go. You may not be sick. Well, then first it was like, okay, well, you could have it. You just start showing symptoms. Now it's like when you don't have it, but you talk to somebody that may have it. So now you got to lock up too. How does that work? I mean, it's like a six degrees of separation, Colfax. Sooner or later, we're all going to talk to somebody who talked to somebody who talked to somebody who might have it. And then we're all going to just lock up and go crawl into a hole. You got me. You got me on this one. First Advantage text line, 31996, 31996. For the Colorado Buffaloes this weekend, going up against UCLA, there's a few unknowns, especially about that quarterback position. Sam Noyer earns the job. He was a safety. You know, I'm curious. I'm always curious about the position change. I always thought it was crazy seeing a wide receiver go to a CB or CB go to a wide receiver. But in this case, you know, you see Sam Noyer's obviously had experience at the quarterback position, but then he was damn good at playing the safety side. Now he's moving back. I'll be very curious to see how this one works out, but they still have some good weapons. KD Nixon's there. Sophomore Dimitri Stanley's there. Tight end Brady Russell. He's kind of proven to be one of the better tight ends in the Pac-12. Defensively, they should be pretty good with Mustafa Johnson, Nate Landman, you know, Terrence Long. I mean, they have some stud defensive players that should be able to carry this team. But again, I know less about CU than I knew about CSU going into this thing, especially mainly because they're replacing so many of their key guys. You know, Steven Montez at quarterback, Laviska Shenault, who is going down in history as one of the best Buffs of all time, maybe not record-wise, but certainly when he was healthy and was in the games. I mean, he impacted them so greatly. So offensive, and then, of course, As if that's not bad enough, you have to replace Alex Fontenot, who's out for this game. Carl Durrell, new head coach, said he might be out for the entire season. We won't, you know, not going to be shocked if that's the case. So you're going to be leaning on some guys to carry that load. Jarek Broussard and Jared Mangum. You're going to be looking at those guys to see if they can carry the load on the ground for the Buffaloes. First Advantage text line, 31996, 31996. I thought it was funny, Colin Cowherd, you hear Colin Cowherd on this program, or on this station right after this program, he's talking about how he doesn't like Drew Locke's dancing. He doesn't like the dancing stuff that Drew's doing. I listen to Cowherd, man. He's starting to sound like the old get off my lawn guy. He doesn't like dancing. He doesn't like when guys wear backwards hats. He doesn't like, when they, you know, talk a little trash or they dance in the end zone. I mean, come on. So Drew Locke bounced back and said, hey, usually he did that thing again. You know, if you criticize me, it means you suck. But this one was a little more lighthearted. He said, yeah, people that criticize my dancing usually means they can't dance. And I'll guarantee you Cowherd's going to be the first one to admit that he can't dance. But I'm just like... Okay, pick apart Drew Locke's game in that first half if you want, but the dancing thing? Like, I want my quarterback to show a little bit of life. That doesn't mean I want every quarterback dancing around. I want them to be unique. If Peyton Manning wants to be more of a drill sergeant on the field back in the day and just calling it like it is and that kind of thing, great. If Tom Brady wants to get excited and go and give a guy a concussion when he gives him the old head smack, great. If Drew Locke wants to dance, let him dance, Colfax. We got our intern Nathan in here. He's not going to know this reference. Cole, I know you barely know this reference. But Footloose, right? You remember Footloose, Kevin Bacon? Nathan, you don't even know what I'm talking about right now. The town outlawed dancing, people. They wouldn't allow you to dance. It was against the law. And Kevin, you know what Kevin Bacon said to that? He said, "No, I'm dancing." And the whole town came in and he got dancing going, and all the officials in the town were trying to get him to stop dancing, and it was crazy. Yeah, so Drew Locke is like Kevin Bacon, apparently, to a lot of these get off my lawn dudes that don't want to see him dancing. I say let them dance, but make sure you're winning. I don't want to see a down 10 and there's 12 seconds left and you throw a touchdown that gets you down with three, but now the time's expired and you're dancing because you scored. I don't want to see that kind of thing. But I think there's a balance, and so far I think Drew Locke's kind of balancing that. So, all right, second hour, Colfax. We're going to jump right over in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll get Brian Howell on the program. What's he think about this Buffs? UCLA game coming up this weekend. Chip Kelly versus Carl Durrell. We'll also get Cody Rourke on the program from Pro Football Network. He'll break down. He'll tell us, what does the film show when it comes to Denver and Atlanta? Second hour coming up next. It's Football Friday here on The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy.